Ralph DeFronzo said, well, you know, combination therapy depends on individual anti-hypoglycemic agents that are selected, and that the agent should correct underlying insulin resistance and beta cell failure if possible. And they should provide cardiovascular protection, renal protection, and liver protection as well. He pointed to the fact that if you look at the NHANES data, which is in the US, these are the numbers of percentage people who are less than 8%. So, you know, up to three quarters in 2018. But the numbers of people who are less than 7% is only 50%. So 50% of people are well above 7%, and 25% of people above 8% for hemoglobin A1c. So many people have suboptimal glycemic control, and that was a paper published by Fang et al. In 2021. And things have improved a little bit since 2002, you know, from 66 to 75 and 44 to 50 respectively, but not substantially, and certainly not in the last 10 years.